Indiana baseball was down 4-0 before picking up a bat on Tuesday. After the Hoosiers stormed back to even the game in the bottom of the first, it felt like we were in for a shootout. Both teams turned to the bullpen to get the third out of the game, and as it turned out, only two more runs would be scored, both by Indiana, whose bullpen held on to get a win, the fifth midweek win of the season. Among those bullpen arms was Caden Jacoby, who pitched the fourth and fifth innings, striking out two and allowing just one base runner. Third baseman Wilmore got on base three times with an RBI hit and taking two hit-by-pitches. The media met with head coach Jeff Mercer, Jacoby, and Moore following the game.
So, Coach, you got to be quite happy with how your pitchers performed after Lynn had to be removed. So can you just talk about what they did today?
I was absolutely ecstatic. I told them, you know, several years ago we were playing Ball State. I think we walked a couple guys to the grand slam. They scored four in the first. And we came back to win the game kind of similarly. We pitched it really well after that and took off and played well. And I think we played well, kind of ran off after that. And that's what I likened it to tonight was, okay, and I've told him this. We kind of had a couple of meetings, as you would imagine, through the year. It's like I can be frustrated and go hit a jump shot. I can be frustrated and field a ground ball. I can be frustrated and execute a pitch. Just because I'm frustrated didn't go my way to start doesn't mean I can't respond in a positive way. And we haven't always done that. The last week or so, we started to do more and more of that. And you saw us on the mound today get off to a poor start and respond incredibly well. You know, you look at Mostalski comes in, four ups, which is obviously a huge deal. He had a tough outing this weekend to respond back. And then Jacoby gives you two terrific innings. English was outstanding. And then Big Mike comes in a really tough spot. In a spot that we haven't always executed in, and he was able to execute and did just a tremendous job. Could not be happier the way that we pitched the ball after the first. And then we took care of the ball. We played defense and took care of it, didn't extend innings, didn't extend opportunities, and really shrunk the game. I thought TJ caught really well. They had some guys that had a bunch of stolen bases, and I thought negated that threat just in totality. We managed the run game, and just we really took care of the ball on that side of it. And the execution, the strike throwing, how many walks we had two there. We had three in the last inning and a third there, but really only one walk outside of that for the whole game, which was outstanding. I don't think we hit anybody. So, limited freebies, took care of the ball, and just kept competing. I was just thrilled on the mound for us.
Four runs in the first, then nothing for five innings, and then you get two towards the end. So what was the difference between those middle innings and then just pulling away?
I go back to this, but we're really good on a scouting report. You watch a video, we're really good. We know exactly what to do. Getting off plan a little bit's a little harder for us. And it wasn't an offensive night. Fry hammers that ball, hits top of the wall and stays in. Decker murders that ball to right field, right center, stays in the park. TJ hit that ball really hard to right field, which is usually a homer here. So he had some hard contact, didn't get in there. It can be a little frustrating. They spin the ball well. They use their changeups really well. They negated our lefties a lot with their changeups, and execute a lot of spin. Something that we're going to have to be able to adjust to better. And then they threw some decent stuff. That lefty kind of caught fire and went for it, and the changeups to the righties. And we had a lot of guys. We had guys on base. There was like three or four innings there. We had guys on second base, first and second, and we weren't able to punch through. I was really pleased with offensively was we kept setting the table, even though we didn't get it through. And then Fry, the ball in the six hole, he throws it away. But then Will, there's been multiple times that we've been presented opportunities, walks, hit by pitches, errors, and we haven't jumped through. And then Will comes up with a big base hit, adds that second run. Emotionally, that's a really big deal. It helps you manage the game a little bit differently. But we had opportunities late. But what a response from the offense in the first inning to come right back, leadoff walk, double by Koski, to just respond right away and go do that and set the tone. It would have been really easy. It would have been really easy to roll over. It would have been really easy to say, poor pity us. I can't believe this happened. And just kind of sleepwalk the rest of the game. And we didn't. We just kept going on a cold night with the wind blowing in and found a way to manufacture and get it done. So, like we've talked about, we have an awesome group of kids. They care so much. They're coachable. They play so hard. They're listening. I know you know, at times we've been young and shown it, and maybe we haven't handled some of the moments great, but it's never for a lack of effort. It's never for a lack of care. They're awesome families. I love them tremendously with all my heart. I'm super proud of them for staying in the fight. And it's easy to show up and coach every day when you have great kids and great families that really care, represent the program and everything you want to stand for. And eventually, you know, the wins show out. The record shows when you have great kids and great families that are doing the right things every day. And today's just it's a, I don't want to overstate, but it's like a cultural win, right? It would have been really easy on a cold night to roll over and give up, but it wasn't. And that's a statement to just the kids and their makeup and their character and their care and their attitude. And that makes you really proud and really happy as a coach.
Yeah, Coach, talk about that, you know, kind of early season, very tough competition. And the message was going forward that, you know, as the schedule would ease up, that competitive nature would hold out. And it definitely looked like it would today.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, double question with, you know, how do you feel about that? And then what's, you know, the message to the kids in a long season to keep fighting to see those results come forward?
Well, you know, it goes back to, you know, last year with that great freshman group that we loved. And you knew we were going to – we went out and recruited several grad transfers on the mound to give us depth on the mound. But we knew going into it, we wanted to be a tougher program. We wanted to be a program that could compete at the top of our league. Our league is a different league than it was a couple years ago, obviously. It's tougher. The road environments are harder. Everyone's good. The financial positions of – there's different financial positions in the league right now. But over the next several years, the gap is going to close for a lot of the teams. And it's going to start in the next few years. Everyone's going to be better. If there was ever a time for us to really challenge a young group, and again, with some elder statesmen on the mound that could help us, that were right cultural fits, if there was ever a time to go through a difficult schedule and challenge and try to really drive growth, now was the time. Now was the time. This was the group. And so we scheduled it on purpose. Now, I thought we would hold water a little bit better. You lose, what, 7 one-run games, and we've played a lot of really good baseball. But if you want to do something great, you have to be willing to do really challenging things. And if you want to win at a high level, my background is in mid-major baseball. And every year, for 15 years, when I was at Wright State as a player, assistant coach, when I came back as a head coach, we went and played great teams and challenged ourselves, and that created a really competitive, tough, resilient culture. And not, again, we've been good. We finished second, third, and second in the conventional Big Ten the last 3 years. But we want to continue to compete at the highest level. That's an attitude. That's a mentality. And if you have great kids and you trust them, you trust yourself, then you can handle the difficulty. Anytime you play a group like this that's young and inexperienced and on a difficult schedule, sometimes you know that things may go wrong. You know that going into it. Okay, so they did. And so as my dad would always say, so now what? What do you do now? You knew it going into it. You knew it was a chance. And so you just pick up and you keep getting better. The growth is through the difficulty. The growth is in the hard times. When everything goes right, you don't grow nearly as much. The failure is the feedback. And you get better and you get better. And you see a group. You see a group either fracture or they come together. You see a coaching staff either fracture or they come together. And so I told a story a couple of weeks ago. My high school football coach was a tremendous man. And he said, I've got broad shoulders. I can carry the weight. And I always stuck with me. And so if you want to do something great, you have to challenge yourself and you have to go for it. And so these boys keep showing up every day. Win or lose, they showed up every day. We've taken the lead into 80 or 90% of our games into the middle to late innings. They keep showing up, they keep fighting, they keep getting better. And when your focus is on the process and the work and growth and instruction and structural changes and emotional stability, not in the wins and losses, then you can continue to advance the ball. You can advance the program. I want to win at the highest level. We just have to be willing to go and do everything we can to compete, to grow and learn. And we felt like this was the group to do it. And I'll tell you what, those grad transfer pitchers on the mound have been tremendous. You know, Big Mike tonight, you look at Tony, you look at Bergman, you look at Regan's really grown a ton. Those guys have added tremendous seasoning to the group. Highest character people, highest character families, great workers. They've gotten better, but they've really added. They fit with who we were. And so when they succeed or they fail, I'm in the boat with them. I'm in the fight with them. The staff believes in them because of who they are and what they represent. And so I know it's a long-winded answer, but I think that answers kind of the essence of your question of why. And why, you know, I'm, frustrated at losing some of those games. But every day I show up excited and I show up ready to work and joyful and positive and enthusiastic because I know the work with the people behind the scenes, and they keep showing up, and we're going to do the same thing. So, you know, it's been a good couple of days for us. We've finished some of the games that we hadn't before, regardless of competition. Some of those games we haven't finished. In the last couple of days, you know, you've seen us just kind of extend offensively and push through and handle on the mound and compete. You know, we're in the eighth inning there with bases loaded and one out. You've seen us not finish that game. And then you get to the ninth inning, and we got first and second and two outs, and you've seen us not finish that game. And today we did. And so I've done that a couple of times now, and I'm just really pleased for the kids.
Thanks, Coach.
Oh, it's fine. You can go. It's okay. Right. Go ahead.
Well, you talked about Mike and how big he was, and you just mentioned those moments where you guys have given games away this year. Sure. How important was he stepping up and was basically unhittable throughout the night?
It was tremendous. And, you know, he hasn't been extended out like that. We've kind of just tried to use the slider to get us out versus right-handed jams. But, you know, truth be told, you get two outs from your starter, and you're kind of penciled in getting three or four from that guy. I mean, obviously, Connor went out and pitched well against Vandy. He's had some good starts. He's been better as a starter than a reliever. It just wasn't his night. So you knew we were going to get to the seventh, eighth, ninth inning, and, you know, Jacoby's two innings were huge. Obviously, Kellen English was a sensation tonight. You know, what a great job from him. But Mike, someone was going to have to carry, you know, the bulk of that load and make some big pitches. He's out of gas. The fastball velo is starting to drop. It's cold. He was up like five times on Saturday and Sunday. I mean, he threw two complete games in the bullpen. And so, you know, for him to come back out today and to compete and when things weren't going well and to finish, again, he's a grown man, he's an adult, and an A-plus person from an A-plus family. It was easy to see that in the recruiting process when him and his dad came out for a visit, just incredible people. And so you trust those guys, and he was able to do it. And it helps the young guys to see an adult like that, the way he works. He's a professional. He and Tony and those guys, just such a great example for all young guys. But really, really happy for Mike because he's a great guy.
Will, you've had a lot of different opportunities throughout this season. You know, some changes have been made, and you really can't produce today. So you just talk about the changes and the growth.
Yeah, I obviously beforehand had some struggles for the season, and it's tough not to come through in situations like that for the guys, but you know, today I've been working hard, and I was glad to be in that opportunity, and I guess the process was working, so it felt good to come through. That.
Will, you guys were in a four-run hole in the top of the first. You come back. Is the offensive mindset a little bit different when you're playing from behind so early on?
Yeah. Obviously, it's not ideal, but you know, we're there to just put our heads down and just swing and try to add runs whenever we can. So that was kind of our approach from the start, and it ended up working out.
You said the process is working. What does that process look like right now?
Showing up the field every day, same attitude, same mentality, trying to be a good teammate whenever I can. You know, get my drills in and swing a lot, and that's basically it. That's the process.
Yeah, you took two hit-by-pitches today. Might not have felt good, but you got on base. Yeah. How does it feel to just keep getting on base for you?
It means everything. That's the objective of the game. I'll get there however. It doesn't matter to me, even though my ankle's sore right now. But, yeah, I'm just happy to be going first.
Yeah, last about the process. You know, how much easier does it, you know, feel taking the field the next day after these tough, close, competitive games go your way?
Feels great, man. Like, honestly, obviously before, those games went the other way, and we know what it feels like to have it go the other way, and it sucks, but this time we're more determined, and just being in those moments over and over again, we start to learn, you know, how to close game. Yeah.
Caden, talk a little bit about, obviously, you didn't get the start that you guys wanted to, mm-hmm. So you kind of know that you're going to have to cover more length than you were probably planning on. What does that mindset look like for you guys?
Yeah, well, like, first of all, Ivan came in, like, as a freshman, coming into that situation, like, that's huge. And our whole mindset was just, like, go after guys, like, attack. Like, that's what we got to do. We got to throw up zeros. It's really all just about just going out there and competing for the team. We've had some situations where, like, the back end of the bullpen, like, isn't quite there. So, like, going out there, everyone's just doing their job, filling up the zone and attacking, competing for the team. So, yeah.
How impressive as a freshman was that to see that performance from Ivan?
Yeah, that's huge. He's been a dog for us the whole year. And, like, as a freshman, like, it takes a lot mentally to go out there, especially when the starter's out in the first inning. So going out there, competing, putting up zeros, like that. That's what, like, set the game pretty much right there.
So our hat, escaping the bases loaded jam. I mean, what does that say about his level of grit and the bullpen?
Yeah, he's a really tough guy. He also, like, his whole thing was, like, his second up. Like, I talked to him in the dugout before. Like, his second up hasn't always been the best. So going out there and him in the last inning, like, closing that thing out was huge. And then getting out of that bases loaded jam like that, I mean, that also saved the game. So that was awesome for him.
Indiana travels to College Park to take on Maryland in a road Big Ten series starting Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. See you at the BART.